The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation: O Suta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death Yamaraja.
Hudra Yusham Nina. Hudra, when very small. Ayusham, duration of life. As we can compare that an ant's life or a germ's life, they are also living entity. Their duration of life is very small. There are many flies, they take their birth at night in the evening, and the whole night they're busy the same way, eating, sleeping, begetting children, and being afraid of. All the qualities are there. In India we have got experience, they are called Diwali germs or insects. In the evening, before the light, 1, 2, 3, in this way, by midnight, it increases to thousands and millions. And in the morning, at the end of the night, you'll find heaps of insects and dead body. Heaps, millions. So, there are different grades of life. It is called Mrityu Loka. This material world is called Mrityu Loka, where everyone dies. But there are grades of duration of life. One living entity has got 4 minutes life, another 10 minutes, another 100 minutes, then days, 1 day, 100 days, then a year, 1 year, or 4 years, or 5 years, or at most 100 years on this planet. The human being can live up to at most 100 years. But in other planets, there are other living entities, demigods. The highest, the topmost planet is Brahma Loka. And you have learned from Bhagavad Gita, in the Brahma Loka, the duration of life, to our calculation, is very, very long. Sahasra yuga pajyantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. In the Brahma Loka, the duration of 12 hours, our 12 hours, from morning to evening. That is many millions of years to our calculation. So, even if you go to that planet, Brahma Loka, as you are trying to go to the moon planet, from Shastra we understand in the moon planet, they live up to 10,000 of years according to heavenly calculation. In each planet, in each society, the calculation is different. So, it is calculated that in the moon planet, you can live for 10,000 of years. And that calculation is compared, our 6 months equal to 1 day in that planet. So just imagine how many years of our calculation they can live. But Bhagavan Sri Krishna informs us that wherever you may go, the Jamaraj is ready. The representative of Krishna as Jamaraj, just like the magistrate is also the representative of the government. So he is ready to come exactly as you finish your terms of duration of life. That is the way. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartina jina. So, at the end of life, everyone becomes disgusted. Therefore, there is some release, interval. At the end of life, mostly people, those who are especially ordinary human beings, they do not wish to live anymore. Even from the point of view, this bodily, old body, always diseased, rheumatic, pains. So, and there is no life. For an old man, there is no enjoyment, material enjoyment. He wants to enjoy, but he cannot enjoy. Therefore, generally, they become disgusted. There was a question, very nice question, by Akbar Badsha, the emperor, Mauryan emperor, Mughal emperor of India, Akbar Badsha. He was in the 15th century, 500 years ago. So he kept very intelligent ministers. They would reply whatever inquiries are made by the emperor. The particular minister will inform, this is this. So, he inquired one minister, his name was, I forget now. So, how long the lusty desire continues? Sex desire. So he replied, up to the point of death. So the emperor said, no, how it can be? No, he has got the desire, but he cannot use it. His instruments become dull or useless, therefore, but the desire is there. And I don't believe it. I am not satisfied with this. But all right, sir, I will satisfy you. So one day all of a sudden, the minister came to Akbar Badsha, sir, you will have to come with me immediately and take your young daughter with you. So Akbar Badsha could understand there is some meaning, so immediately he prepared and took his young daughter with him. So he asked, where you are going? You'll come to know. So he entered in a house where an old man was on the deathbed, very old man. So the minister requested the emperor that while entering the room, you kindly try to see the face of the lying man who's going to die. So Akbar was very intelligent, so he was seeing the face. So he marked it that the man was looking towards the young girl, not to the emperor. So he said, yes, I've got your answer. Desires. This is the root cause of our coming to to this material world, to enjoy. Enjoyment is there in the spiritual world, but there in the spiritual world, the enjoyer is Krishna, and everyone is enjoyed. That is the position. Just like in the Western countries, the women declare the why we should not have equal rights with the man. But by nature it is different. The man is the enjoyer and the woman is the enjoyed. That is the position. Bhokta and bhogya. There are many social problems in your country. I do not wish to discuss, but it is very grave problems. But they do not know how to systematize the human form of life because they do not know what is the aim of life. That they do not know. The aim of life is to stop this repetition of birth and death. That is the aim of life. The so-called scientists, they do not know it, neither they work for it. They do not know it. So here it is said, Chudrayusha, those who have got small duration of life, although this small duration of life, human life, in comparison to the duration of life of other planets, it is very, very small. So, but they do not know how to fulfill the mission of living condition during this life. In the animal life, the consciousness is not developed, but the human form of life, although it is perishable, adhruvam, Prahlad Maharaj said, adhruvam. Dhruva, dhruva means Saturn. So he advised, kumaro acharit pragya dharman bhagavatan yaha durlavam manusam janma tadopi adhruvam arthadam. That is his advice, Prahlad Maharaj. He was talking with his class friend, 5 years old. So he was teaching them, just become Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna. Narad taught him, he listened from Narad, so he was convinced that this is the only business, how to make advance in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna. So he was Hiranyakashipu's son. He did not appoint any teacher to teach him about Krishna consciousness, but when he was in the womb of his mother, Narad Muni advised the mother about Krishna consciousness. She had to live for some time at the care of Narad Muni when her husband was out being debuted by the demigod, the Hiranyakashipu. So, the woman's anxiety was when her husband will come back. And at that time, the child was within the womb, and he begged a benediction from Narad. So kindly arrange in that way, that as long as my husband does not come back, I may not give birth to this child. Narad Muni said, all right, it will be. So Narad Muni was giving him advice about Krishna consciousness, giving her. But her mind was absent. But the child within the womb, he was hearing. He was hearing. This is stated in the Bhagavatam, you'll find. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked this question by his friend, my dear Prahlad, we are also being taught by the same teacher, you are also being taught by the same teacher, you are a prince, you cannot go out. Where from you have learned all this nice instruction? So he replied that this instruction was given by Narada. So it was given to my mother, but as woman she has forgotten. And I remember. But that is the difference between a child in the womb and a grown-up woman. You see? That is by nature. They forget. Sri Shudra Dijabandhuna Trayina Sutigochara. Therefore, Mahabharata was created by Vyasa. Vedic instruction through history, through battle of Kurukshetra. Because Sri Shudra, woman, Shudra and Dijabandhu, man born in high class family, but behavior is different. They are called Dijabandhu. So they cannot understand the Vedic lessons directly. It is not possible. They have no such intelligence. Sri Shudra and Dijabandhu. The Vedanta Sutra says, Janmadya Sajataha Annayad Itaratascha Arthesu. They cannot understand. Therefore, through Mahabharata, they are instructed. History. History they can hear. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, it is the duty of human being, even from childhood, Kaumara. Kaumara means from the age of 5th year up to 10th year. This is called Kaumara. So, people should be educated about this, that the problem is how to stop Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. This education, this is called Bhagavat instruction. You are noting, we are talking on Srimad Bhagavatam. The subject matter is how one shall transfer himself from this material world to the spiritual world, and thereby stop birth, death, old age and disease. This is the whole subject matter. So, mattanam ritamichchatam. Mattanam. They should be conscious that I do not wish to die. Why death is forced upon me? This is intelligent question. This is the most intelligent man's question. I do not want death. Just like if there is immediately some natural disturbance, I have got experience. Sometimes there was little trembling, the front house, people are crying, especially ladies, screaming. And that I have seen many times. As soon as there is big trembling, everyone becomes afraid, now we are going to die. So, everyone is afraid of death. But nobody thinks how to make a solution of this problem. But there is a solution. Therefore, here it is said, mattanam. Mattanam means those who are destined to die. Ritamichchatam, if they are willing to live, if they want to stop calling the Jamaraj, Jamaraj means he will take you or take me, every one of us, after this body is finished, according to our karma. Jamaraj is there when we are sinful. Jamaraj is not for the devotees. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Ajamil Upakhan. Ajamil was a great sinful man. So, At the time of death, somehow or other, he remembered Narayana. So he was very fond of his youngest child, and the Jamaraj, not directly by sending his man, Jamadut, so they are very fearful. So at the time of death, this Ajami saw these fearful creatures, very odd-looking. So he was very much afraid, who are they? He thought, because he has very much affectionate to his youngest child, so his name was Narayan. He called him, Narayan, please come here, I am very much afraid. But you see the power of chanting the name of Narayan, he immediately became eligible to go to Vaikuntha. He did not mean Narayan, but Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he gives his commentation that he remembered real Narayan after reference to the context. When he called for his child Narayan, he remembered real Narayan, because in his boyhood, when was up to his youthhood, he was very sincere devotee of Narayan, a son of a Brahmin, but he fell under the clutches of a prostitute. Therefore, after mixing with the prostitute, his all spiritual activity stopped. That is natural. So he became too much inclined to the prostitute, and he became a drunkard, he became a thief, he became a gambler, meat eater, and debauch. All these qualifications he acquired by the association of one prostitute. And in this age, our only business is to mix with prostitutes. Just see our position. How much fallen they should be. There is open market for a prostitute. This is modern civilization. By the association of one prostitute, Ajami was a Brahmin son, very regulative, following all the rules and regulations. But as soon as he associated with a prostitute, he became fallen down. So, this man remembered Narayan, according to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He supposed that simply calling the name of his son was not sufficient. He remembered Narayan. But according to Shastra, that Narayan, the holy name of the Lord, if one chants, even neglectfully, he also gets the chance of being liberated. That's a fact. There is one statement in the Nisinga Purana that a Mahavidan was attacked by a wild boar, and they killed by the tusk on the nose. So while the boar was killing that Mahavidan, he uttered haram, haram. Haram is a Urdu word, but this word is found in Puranas also, haram. Haram means condemned. So the Mohammedans, they do not eat the flesh of pig. Just like the Hindus, they do not eat the flesh of cow. Similarly, this flesh of pig is haram. So, he did not mean Rama. He wanted to say condemned. This boar is condemned, haram. But he got the result of chanting haram. Haram, O my Lord, Ramachandra. He got the result. So, the holy name of Krishna, Narayan, there are hundreds and thousands of names of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any name If you chant, you get the result. That is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nāmnāvakāri bahudā nijasatma shakti tatrārpita niyamita smaranena kāla. The person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His name, they are identical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is instant. If you chant the holy name of Krishna, Krishna, the Supreme Person, that is not defined. That is Krishna absolutism. Krishna and Krishna's form here, they are not different. Krishna's form can give you the same result as he can do being personally present. That is Krishna's absolutism. So, nāmnāvakāri bahudā nijasatpa shakti. So in the name of Krishna, there is complete potency as it is in Krishna personally. Therefore it is so important. In this age we are so fallen, it is not possible to understand Krishna as he is. But if we associate with Krishna's name, then that is also association with Krishna. This is the advantage. Nam namakari. So as you associate with Krishna in his sound form, so you become purified. Sannatam sakata Krishna punna sabana kirtana. This is the advantage. So, everyone's duty is to stop this birth and death problem by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is the only duty. And this should be taught from the very beginning of life, just like these pious children, those who are dancing here, taking part in this meeting, you see. And on one side you can see that this is the only path of Krishna realization, that even a child can take part in it. He has no education, he has no knowledge, but the method is so nice that they can also take part, they can enjoy with their father and mother. There is no other yoga system. There are many yoga systems, but this bhakti yoga system is so perfect that the great-grandfather of the child and the child himself, anyone can take part in it. That is practical. They are dancing here, sometimes they are chanting. These things are going to their credit of spiritual advancement. The deity worship is introduced for the general public, that anyone who will come, who will see the deity, will chant the Hare Krishna mantra, dance little, or play the kartal, somehow or other. If somebody is engaged in Krishna's service, that will be credited to his account. Yes, this living entity has advanced so much. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Salpam api yasat dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even you do very little of this process of bhakti yoga, it can save you from the greatest danger of life. Thank you very much.